You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Raise Your Game. I'm Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Charmini Hansen, life coach and founder of Cafe One. And of course, today we're talking about values and leadership and also lessons learned from the opening of Cafe One last November. We'll continue from discussion last week. What are the values you operate from with Cafe One?
I think it's very important to first put a frame on this because I'm going to talk about personal experiences. I did seek permission from my team. Actually, when I did tell my cook, she says, "Why don't you get me on radio? I also want to talk." Now, it's very important that as a coach, we will be put into practice what we learn. Yeah, I think one of the fundamental things I learned as a coach is that values are so important to us. And it is basically the internal guidance system that leads us into action. And it's a sustainable form of motivation. So when I started Cafe One, I was thinking I'm going to start from scratch. I'm going to put into practice what I've learned. I've advocated to team leaders. But then sometimes, you know, you have a lot of resistance. Oh, it's hard to change. People, you know, this whole mindset of change is very difficult. People don't change. So Cafe One was my experiment that people do change. So team members came from all types of adverse situations. Yeah, the more adverse they came from, the more I wanted them on my team. So you have people who were dropouts and didn't finish school and couldn't keep hardly a job, you know, single mothers who were unemployed and individuals who were housewives and couldn't read and write. Yeah, so when they came for the interviews, immediately at the interview itself, I explained what the concept was and what values we were going to come from. And there were four core values: love, respect, honesty, and gratitude. So at the interview, you know, at the first meeting, I said, this is how we're going to operate. We're going to operate as a team. It's going to be a Malaysian team because there's going to be Malay, Chinese, and Indian working together. And these are the core values. You know, I had to speak to them in Malay, so I used things like Nilai Nilai Murni. You know? So I got the agreement. I said, would you like to work in a place like that? And would you be willing to, you know, operate from these values? I said, from the food to the kitchen, from the kitchen to the front of house, these values have to be reflected in our being, in the way we cook and the way we interact with each other. And most of them were very excited.
You know, just to hire them, you said the more adverse their backgrounds, you want to hire them. Most people will say, I'm asking for trouble.
Yes, exactly. And also that in F&B, especially in Malaysia, you can't depend on local staff.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not dependable, they run and they're not committed. These are all our beliefs, you know, and it's limiting us. And it really irritates me to go to a nice, fine restaurant and have foreign service staff who can't even speak, serve me. When I know, as Malaysians, we are the most hospitable people on this planet. I mean, serving is our nature, you know. And having that experience, and I know that, I decided that, okay, people say it's not possible. Okay, it's an experiment. Nothing to lose. Just go with the flow. I know all this knowledge that says it would work if you do step this, step that. So I said, okay, let me give it a shot. And I tell you what, my first day of training, and I did it like how I would run my training. I taught them about unconscious mind. I taught them about how to use multiple intelligences because my
translated into Malay.
Yeah, into Malay. I don't know. Minda sedar, minda tak sedar, you know. I don't know. Don't put me in front of a linguist, okay? But I did my best to communicate what I
wanted. Because you're operating from the values of love.
Exactly, and respect, you know, and honesty and gratitude. And my cook, when I first interviewed her, she came to me and she says, you know, saya tak ada baca punya orang, boleh kerja. Because she had never been a cook and only at home, you know, not commercially in a commercial kitchen. Then, you know, immediately, you know, multiple intelligences, IQ, EQ, SQ, and you know that people who operate from EQ and SQ, emotional quotient and spiritual quotient, are four times more successful. Then I go like, oh, let's put this to test. Got to get her on the team, you know. And it worked. It worked very much because day three of training, first day everybody was basrabut lah, you know, came late lah, all over the place. Day two, most of them were on the on time. Day three, everyone was waiting for me to open so that they could come into training, you know. And these are the people who don't get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. So as a trainer, you know that they're just seeing value for themselves. If they don't see value for themselves to come and work and come and be there, they would not be there. So you know you're on track. And day three was also a breakthrough day because, you know, I was explaining to them all about values and about their mind and how they can, when they focus their mind and their energies, they can create their own success. And we were already food tasting and cooking and all that stuff. So my cook, very surprisingly, you know, from the back of the room, she said, "I want to come up and share." You know, sharing is very important in training. Then you know people are getting some value. And she offered, she wants to come and share. So I said, "Okay, come and share." And then she stood in front of all of us and she said, "You know, for the first time in my life, never before my boss asked me what I think. Sit down next to me and ask me what I think. Not even my husband asked me what I think. You know, all my experiences, work, they give you the gaji and that's it. No dialogue and conversation." And for me, that's surprising because, you know, that's how we operate. You know, what do you think? This is your place. You've got to have your point of view and your input into it. And then the other thing she said was, "I feel so much of love here." You know, naturally, unsolicited, and I never spoke about love in the training. I spoke about the values, you know. But for me, I know that's the way I operate. And she actually said to everyone, "I love you."
And you know, like for her to volunteer to want to speak, which is so untypical Malaysian.
Exactly. Exactly. I was blown away when I got into this kind of, these are breakthroughs, yeah. These are moments of, glorious moments of breakthroughs. And I know things are happening internally for them, that they are awakening and they're communicating what they're learning. So it was very, very exciting. And not only that, I think what happened was also people, it started to spread around, you know, and everyone was very free, you know, "I love you, coach, you know, I love you, you know, goodbye, I love you." And that created energy because I told them it's a new restaurant, you need to create energy and you need to create positive energy, and high energy attracts.
And how many people do you have working with you right now?
I have about 7 right now. I think we've half the team, you know, because mechanics wise and I think efficiency. So we have that number right now.
Okay. I'm speaking to Life Coach Sharmini Hansen, owner of Cafe One. We're talking about values and leadership and how this can be applied in business. And we'll talk more about her employee when we return in Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9. This is Frida Liu, and I'm here with Life Coach Sharmini Hansen, owner of Cafe One. We're talking about values and leadership. And early on, we were speaking about one of her employees. What about leadership? How do you develop leadership among the employees?
I think it's a lot by example. I think I believe that we have to demonstrate the commitment and all the values that we're trying to pass on and get them to operate from, and then believe in them. You know, that's the fundamental thing. I think the training was basically to set a few frames up, and one thing, the one frame that I really integrated and I really got to them was that they are going to be learning. And they're going to be growing. And where they move forward to, when they look back to when they started, they're going to be so blown away with how much they have learned and how far they have come. And that I was certain of. Maybe I wasn't certain. I still had doubts. But I know when you declare something, then chances of that happening, you know, they rally with you. And I actually said, you know, you one day, I might teach you all this, but one day you'll be smarter than me. You'll do it far better than I would do, you know, and that day is soon, you know. And then projection, you know, visualization. I told my cooks, you know, just imagine yourself, you know, coming out in a newspaper article and there's your photo, you know, Cafe One and your food and all of that. And we achieved that, you know.
What was she like when she first arrived? Can we give her a name?
Well, Vijay was very quiet. Yeah, and very low self-esteem. She was stay-at-home mom. She was on welfare. Just, you know, very, I guess she didn't have this sense of belonging and didn't know if she could do anything well.
How did she know that there was a job there?
Well, we have this little
right
paper stuck up, you know, interview the Munduga and all that, and there's a supermarket downstairs. So when they saw things were happening in the cafe and they saw the interview announcement, so they would come in for a walk-in interview and I would speak to them. She has blossomed, though. She's amazing because about a month ago, I was talking to another group of women, about 70 women, and they were all on welfare under Maikase Foundation. And I thought it would be valuable for her to come and share her testimonial because, you know, 6-7 months
That's
ago,
cool, right.
She was in the same situation as them. And she was so authentic and she was so eloquent, you know. And these women started to cry. You know, watching her, they started to cry. And then I think they saw themselves in her, you know, and what's possible. Because now she's making $1,002. That's big money, you know, for her, for not being able to handle, I mean, never handled so much money before. $1,002 raises her lifestyle into a different level. And there, at that point, I guess I got so emotional because it was a huge aha moment for me because I always knew she would be confident and she would have a sense of belonging and a sense of achievement. However, I never saw her as a leader.
Mm.
Because when she was speaking to all those women, she was being a leader. She was inspiring them. She was motivating them by example. You know, and we had a huge drama moment. Everyone started to cry, you know.
Don't make me cry.
Yeah. You know, just so special. You know, sometimes we... That's the beauty of keeping a vision and having a goal to work towards, you know. Because when you have it come from a good, strong foundation of amazing values and a clear intention, the end result is just so amazing. What ripples out of that is beyond your imagination, you know, beyond comprehension.
Now, as a mother, she's a single mother.
Yes.
She's a mother. So how did issues, I'm sure she brought up issues like, who's going to take care of my kids, da, da, da. How did you overcome that? How did you handle that?
I think for her, one of the most limiting things was transport in the beginning. I told them, I said, when you get into a situation like this, a situation where it's structured, you have to come on time, you have to leave on time, you will have challenges. There will be all sorts of drama coming up in your life. However, you must put yourself in a successful person's mindset. What would they do and how will they look at these challenges? You know, it's going to be uncomfortable for you. And focusing them on solutions. You know, she had to come in the morning. And she was deep in the kampung, had to take a bus and the fear and all that stuff. Then I said, you know, focus on what you want. And what is it that you want? Oh, you want to be on time. Great. And then, you know, in a couple of weeks, there was a solution presented itself. A school bus driver that goes into that area said, oh, you're going to work. You know, and she was telling her story and what she's doing and where she was working. Said, oh, never mind. You come and sit in my bus. You pay me ₱1. And it got her on time, you know, to start work. And she had mostly grown children. She's 43, but all the children are grown up. And they started to leave home.
Hmm.
And they started to move away. And she's such a loving person. It breaks her heart that she doesn't have children around her and come and visit her. But I tell you what, when she started working and she got her gaji... Children and daughter-in-laws that she hadn't seen all of a sudden start showing up and family members start showing up and everyone starts showing up, you know. And I told her, I said, that's because you're starting to grow and you're starting to have things around you, you know, the ability to provide, you know. And I said, you must get this, that you can't buy love with money.
Right.
Yeah, you must understand this.
Or shoes.
Yeah. And they will come. I said, they will come. When you have money, you have family who you've never known come and show up. But understand this, you're not obligated.
Mm.
Yeah, teaching her that the sense of self-esteem should not be dependent on money. Money is just an expression of that, you know, and right. a way to uplift other people's lives. But it's not a way to buy.
Okay. Having run this restaurant as well and the values that you operate from, how is that applicable in a work situation, in an organization? Let's say BFM. So what are the things that, you know, you can translate?
I think...
Sometimes we get too smart, you know, when we work in an office.
Yeah.
Right? So what are some of the things that you think you can, you know, we can adopt?
I think it's very important to get the team to come up with their own values. Yeah. For me, I kind of dictated the values. However, that's because I was starting up. Here, it's already started up. So you need to have a collaboration. You have to have a brainstorm and together as a team come up with ideas. What kind of values would you want to operate from? Yeah, and that is like your guiding system. Right? And if something happens, if there's a breakdown and there's a miscommunication or something is not meeting up to expectation, then you go back to the values. Now, say for example, in the cafe, love, right?
Mm.
So love is nice, is good and easy when everything is nice. So one day I come into the restaurant, I see got no customer. I said, what happened? Close to lunchtime, I go in the kitchen and there's an argument. I find out there's an argument. And I go like, okay, what happened here? And then all the story come. I said, fine. So I said, where do you operate from? Love, right? Okay. Now, love is very good and very easy when everything is good. It's when it's in crisis, that's where you got to ask yourself, okay, where is this love right now? Okay. And I go like, what would you do? You know, if someone did something, what would you do? So I was speaking to my cook because there are two people there. I was speaking to each individually. And then she said, but it's not my fault. She did it first. I said, fine. So, you know, she did it first. And, you know, when someone does something, what we do is we forgive them. I said, cannot. She did it first. It's not my fault. I said, fine. So how do you feel not forgiving her and still keeping the grudge? She said, I feel very bad. I said, you're right. You know, who do you think forgiveness is for? It's not for the other person, it's for you. You know, it's for you to let it go. But I said, you're an adult. I can't tell you what to do. You know what the choices are. So you go ahead. You know, you can carry this on. You know, it'll make you feel bad. But if you don't, if you want to change it, you can do something about it. So 5 minutes, it comes back again. She said, Coach, semua sudah selesai.
Sudah beres.
Yeah, sudah selesai. I said, what happened? Oh, saya sudah minta maaf. Semua sudah baik. You know, I said, how do you feel now? I said, I feel good. So, everything that happens, if we go back to the values, the values will guide us to how to be and how to come up with a creative solution towards overcoming the challenge.
Mm. Wow.
And I think that's very important. That's what I think values should be about. It should not be just a poster and a demonstration and an exhibition of values, but it should be a way of living. And for me, it was very important because these values work also in personal life.
Right.
And if they got it here, if they got it at the cafe, how to operate from these values, then they could bring that to their families. And for me, that was the most important, that it changed the lives of people around them.
Hmm. Okay. And we'll talk a little bit more about the lessons learned from your kitchen, Cafe One, next week. I've been speaking to Charmini Hansen, life coach and owner of Cafe One. And on Monday, Roshan Tiran from Leadernomics talks about identifying, assessing and building a pipeline of leaders in the Science of Building Leaders series right here at BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.